弟兄姐妹、朋友们，祝你平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to all of you.
今天是复活节，
Today is Easter Sunday.
我们纪念我们主耶稣基督2000多年前为我们死在十字架上，三天之后复活。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross 2,000 years ago, and he came to be resurrected 3 days later.
那复活这个事情呢，我们基督徒听多了也就习惯了。
Much of resurrection for us Christians, we have listened to them often, and then we got used to them.
很多简单的道理，直截了当的道理，我们听多了也不觉得怎么样。
We don't take them for granted that for the simple truth.
那我们今天要邀请大家重新再来思考。
Today, I want to invite all of you to think again.
这更美的复活是怎么回事？
What is this better resurrection?
我们来读一下经文哈。
Let's read the scripture.
希伯来书11:35。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 35.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
有路的自己的事。You have solved. Church, refuse. Send.
Let's pray.
天父们，感谢你，你赐给我们早晨美好的一天。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us such a beautiful morning.
这不是普通的一天。
This is not a common day.
这是我们要纪念你从死里复活得胜的日子。
This is a day that we remember you came back to life, you resurrected.
我们每个主日，我们都重新要提醒自己，你是得胜的主。
Sunday we remind ourselves that you are a God that triumphed.
你是得胜死亡的主。
You triumphed over death.
但今天我们要特别来纪念你2000多年前为我们从死里复活。
Today, we especially want to remember that 2,000 years ago, you died on the cross for us and came back to life, resurrected.
给我们一个永恒的盼望。
That you gave us an eternal hope.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
希伯来书在这里讲到说，有妇人得自己的死人复活。
In Hebrews, it talks about women receive back their dead.
如果你知道圣经，熟悉圣经的故事的话，就是讲到旧约有妇人，她的儿子死了
If you're familiar with the scripture, you know in the Old Testament, it was recorded that a woman received their dead.
那神先知让他从死里复活。
Prophet raised her son back to life.
所以有一个妇人，她的儿子面对死亡的时候，有先知把他从死里复活。
So a woman whose son was dead, and then a prophet raised her son back to life.
这是一种的复活。
This is one type of a resurrection.
这种的复活是这个得胜啊，战胜这个身体的软弱而复活。
This is a resurrection that was due to the body back to life.
那还有另外一个复活。
There's another type of a resurrection.
他在这里接下来说，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放。
Here the scripture says some were tortured, refusing to accept release.
为要得着更美的复活。
So they might rise again to a better life.
还有一个更美的复活。
Here it talks about a better resurrection.
这个更美的复活让这一批人怕死。
This is a better resurrection allowed these people not afraid of death.
这个更美的复活让这一批的人不介意死亡。
This better resurrection allowed those people not be afraid of death.
他们忍受严刑。
They were tortured and suffered all the tortures.
为了信仰的缘故，他们不愿意妥协。
For the sake of faith, they did not want to compromise.
要得着更美的复活。
They wanted to get a better resurrection.
这两个复活摆在我们面前。
These two types of resurrections are placed in front of us.
一个是人暂时又回到今世。
One type of resurrection was a person dead and came back to life temporarily.
这是不得了的神迹、
啊、This is an amazing miracle.
要是能够这样子从死里面重新复活的话，那是非常兴奋的一个神迹。
This is such exciting and joyful a miracle that a person came back to life.
这种的复活比这个绝症的医治还神奇。
This is more miraculous than the eternal cancer being cured.
但是还有另一种的复活。
There's another type of resurrection.
圣经说是更美的复活。
The Bible talks about a better resurrection.
是把人带到神最终救恩的成全。
It is to bring people to the eternal salvation and to in front of God.
是那一个更大、更终极的复活。
And that is a bigger and then the ultimate resurrection.
这更美的复活是怎么样的复活呢？
What is this better resurrection?
这更美的复活是从死亡进入到永远生命的一个复活。
This is a resurrection that triumphs over the power of death, enter the eternal life.
从死亡进入永生。
And to enter this, from death, enter eternal life.
这更美的复活不是让人家再活一次。
This resurrection is not to allow a person to live again.
这个复活让人进入一个死亡不能够再辖制我们的一个生命。
This resurrection allows the person to enter a life that's no longer under the power of death.
希伯来书二章十节说，这位基督要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 says, God intends to lead many sons into glory.
这个复活是要我们进入神的荣耀里头的复活。
This resurrection means to lead us into glory.
希伯来书也说二章十四到十五节，基督既借着死掌死权的，就释放一生因怕死而为奴的人。
So the resurrection that talks about this passage talks about resurrection that triumphs over the power of death.And release those people who are under the bondage of the, because of the fear of death.
也就是说他这个复活之后死亡就不再掌权了。
It's because this, after this resurrection, power has, the death has no power anymore.
我们再也不怕死亡。
We are no longer afraid of death.
我们也不会怕死而为奴。
We are no longer enslaved by the fear of death.
你相不相信我们现在都是怕死为奴的人？
Do you believe that all of us are enslaved because of the fear of death?
我们都想要活久一点。
Because we want to live a longer life.
我们就要有的工作。
So we want to do a better job at work.
吃健康一点。
And eat healthy.
任何一个致癌的东西都不能够碰。
And we don't want to touch anything that will cause cancer.
因为我们要活得久一点啊，能够享受人生。
To enjoy our life.
所有的计划都在死亡之前，我们要享受这样的一个，我们生前的一个人生。
It's to plan to enjoy this life in, before death.
有一个复活，让我们不再担心这个死亡。
There is a resurrection that no longer let us worry about this death.
这个复活让我们晓得将来必在怕死。
This resurrection let us know that in the future we are no longer afraid of death.
死亡再也不会将我们隔离。
And death will no longer separate us.
这个复活也是一个进入安息的复活。
This resurrection is also a resurrection that enters God's rest.
希伯来书三章到四章讲到说神有一个安息。
Hebrews chapter 4, 3 and 4 talks about points towards the rest of God.
我们信他的人跟随他的人要进入那安息。
So believing him will enter his rest.
这复活不是只是单单离开坟墓。
This resurrection is not merely just to rise above the grave.
乃是要进入神为我们预备那一个永远的安息。
But to enter this rest that God prepared for us, that eternal rest.
那诗人也讲这个安息。
It's also talk about rest by the people in the world.
诗人讲的安息就是在生前很苦。
The people talk about this rest is because there's a toil in this life.
人过去之后就不会再那么苦了。
And after this life, there's no longer such suffering and toil.
那种的安息是没有痛苦的安息。
That type of rest is a rest without any suffering.
就好像你工作忙了一整天，你回来就躺在那里，你只要不要忙碌的安息。
It's like you work hard for a whole day. After you come home, you want to lay down and have a rest. Don't want to worry about anything.
神的安息不是这样子的安息。
The rest in God is not a rest like described by the world.
神的安息是享受的安息。
God's rest is a rest of this enjoyment.
神造完了六天，造完了天地之后，第七天安息是享受他的创造。
God created the world, and after the 6 days of creation, He entered rest, and this rest is for enjoyment.
你下班完之后，收到老板的这个电话，说你，我放你一个月的假啊，你，我给你一张机票，你到任何地方去享受你的人生啊。这是基督里的安息，比较这个工作的安息。
So the rest of some Monday after work, you may receive an email from your boss saying, I gave you a month of a vacation and gave you a free ticket that can fly anywhere in the world. This type of rest, like compared to the rest in God.
有些人上班就知道，你要为了要度假呢，你前面要忙，回来之后要更忙。
Many people who understand the scenario, like if you want to plan a vacation, you become busier before the vacation and even busier after you come back from vacation.
但是在基督里的安息，复活进入神的安息，是那个永远在主里头享受他荣耀的一个安息。
But the resurrection into the true rest of God is to enjoy this rest in God without worry.
在世上能够享受的安息，就要很努力的去赚来的。
To enjoy the rest in this world, then we have to work really hard to earn it.
是在基督里的安息，神只是呼吁我们来信靠他，就得安息。
But the rest in Jesus Christ is that if we accept the call from our Lord to accept Him,
他也是一个连于无穷生命的复活。
It is also a resurrection grounded in the indestructible life.
这个的复活不得了啊。
This type of a resurrection is amazing.
有人想着说，努力的一生最后啊，我可以退休的时候去享受人生。
Many people think, okay, I worked so hard all this life, then after retirement, then I can start enjoying life.
等到你退休的时候，你的生命这里不行，那里腰痛。这里走路多走一点就脚酸了、嗯、
Then you find out after retirement, your body starts aching all over. When you walk, you feel pain all your joints.
希伯来书第七章在这里讲的是，我们的复活神乃是连于基督那个无穷之生命的大能。
In chapter 7, it talks about resurrection is based on the indestructible life that's from Jesus Christ.
这更美的复活之所以更美，是因为他复活的时候不是只是一个旧的生命，而是一个无穷生命的连结。
Reason for this better resurrection is truly better is that it is not a restoration of the old life, but entering into a life that's joined to Christ, Christ's indestructible life.
人能够得到自己的儿子从死里复活，是一个奇妙的恩典。
Woman received their son back to life.It's a big miracle.
但是他也就只是从死里复活，活过来了，可是又回到今世的劳苦之中。
But that resurrection was only to come back to this life in this world and start to live a life of suffering and toil again and will die again.
是一个又会受苦、灾长、灾死的一个世界。
It is a world that It's going to suffer, and then the life will deteriorate, and eventually die.
是暂时的一个恢复。
It is a temporary restoration.
更美的复活不是这样。
The better resurrection is not like this.
更美的复活不是只是把我们带到原来的生命里头。
The better resurrection is not just to bring us back to the life we had before.
它叫我们连于这个无穷的生命之主。
But it is to connect us to this indestructible life that's from God.
是荣耀的。
And it is glorious.
人的儿子只是再活一次。
The son of the woman was to live this life again.
跟美的复活是永远活着。
The better resurrection is to have this eternal life.
因为死亡的权柄被吞灭了。
Because the power of death is swallowed up.
这跟美的复活不是只是从死亡进到永生。
The better resurrection was not just to enter life from death.
更是从罪里头进入到完全。
It's from sin to enter perfection.
跟美的复活不是只是解决死亡的问题。
The better resurrection is not just to solve the problem of death.
更是解决罪的问题。
It's more importantly, it solves the issue of sin.
当我们复活之后，我们被洁净，被成全。能够来到神面前。
The resurrection, we are cleansed, and we are being made perfect to come before God.
希伯来书五章跟九章都讲到说，我们乃是在基督里面得着的是永远的救恩，永远的救赎。
Hebrews chapter 5 and 9 both talk about that we have received this eternal salvation.An eternal redemption from Christ.
它也是一个脱离罪和良心控告的一个复活。
It is also a resurrection that delivers us from sin and the accusation of conscience.
前阵子，大家有没有听到一个不好的消息？
Have you heard of the sad news that happened recently?
一个学生跳楼了。
And a ULM start.Committed suicide by jumping off the roof.
几乎每一年我们都有听到有些人想要自杀的。
Almost every year we heard about some people who wanted to commit suicide.
甚至我们认识的都曾经有尝试过自杀的。
Even for some people that we know that have tried to kill themselves.
这些人死了之后你让死里复活。
All these people, after they die, you want them to come back to life.
他就想说我要逃离，你反而把我救活。
They will say, like, I want to run away, leave this world, but you bring me back to life again.
但是我们这个主耶稣给我们的复活不是这样的一个复活。
The resurrection that Jesus gave us is not such type.
完全成圣，得着救恩，脱离这个罪。和控告的一个复活。
Let us to be free from sin and to be restored and delivered from this accusation of conscience.
我们可以来到神面前。
To come before God.
基督为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Jesus has opened a living and a new path for us.
成全了这一个义人的复活。
He accomplished the resurrection for those righteous.
富人的儿子从死里复活，也就只是重新回到被罪咒诅的一个世界。
The son of the woman who came back to life was to come back to this life that's cursed.
那种的复活并没有根本的处理罪的问题。
The resurrection did not deal with the root issue of sin.
甚至我们认为有些人那些恶人从当时的。
So sometimes we think some of those are evil people that they deserve to die.
但这一个更美的复活会使人从罪里头得着完全。
This better resurrection brings people from death to and they were made perfect.
从一个有罪的世界成为一个无罪的世界。
From a sinful world to a sinless world.
让我们可以坦然进到神那里。
We can come before God with boldness.
这一个更美的复活乃是从今世进到永远产业的一个复活。
This better resurrection is also to enter from this world to that eternal inheritance.
在基督里面承受一个永远的产业。
To inherit this abundant life from Jesus Christ.
那产业的部分我稍微讲一下。
And let me talk more about this inheritance.
平常呢，我们主要领薪水。
In our daily life, like we work hard and to receive a wage.
我们得到的是我们该得的。
We receive what we deserve to receive.
承受产业就不是这样子。
To receive an inheritance is different.
不是因为你做了多少。
It's not because how much you worked.
因为你是家里的人。
Because you are part of the family.
薪水是外面赚来的。
Wages are earned from outside.
产业是在家里都承受的。
But inheritance came from inside, from the family.
神说我们有个产业在天上。
God tells us that we have inheritance in heaven.
乃是说因为我们是属于神家里的人。
It's because we belong to the family of God.
我们永远在他家里头有一份。
We have a part of this eternal inheritance.
今天呢，我们在好像在世上很多的人在像漂流一样。
Nowadays, we see a lot of people in this world. It looks like wandering through the life.
一切都很短暂。
Everything is so short.
东西很容易就失去。
And easy to lose everything in life.
啊，毕业好高兴一阵子，然后就为着下一个工作来忧愁。
And graduation brings a very short time joy, and then you start worrying about the next job.
得到工作好高兴，然后就为着老板给自己的压力又愁苦。
But getting a new job, you have a joy for some time, then you start worry about the task that the boss gave you.
以前在当学生的时候说好苦，以后做工作的时候又往回看，说以前做学生真是幸福。
Not being students, thinking, oh, this life of being students so hard. But after you start working, you look back saying, oh, that was such a beautiful life compared to the life of work.
我们买的房子会老。
The houses we buy will age.
曾经相爱的关系会变。
And the relationship, even the relationship in love can change.
身体也会衰败。
And body will deteriorate.
神要我们承受一个永远的产业。
God says to inherit, to take this eternal inheritance.
也就是说这不是一个短暂的一个盼望。
So that means it's not a temporal, a very temporary hope.
也不是一个会朽坏的一个盼望。
It's not a hope that will go bad.
为我们所预备的，为信他的人所预备，就是永远存留的。
What God prepared us is this eternal inheritance and hope.
可以进入到那更美的家乡。
So we can enter this better homeland.
家，地上的家很温暖，好的话很温暖。
A good family on this earth is very warm.
但是还有一个更美的家乡在天上。
There's a better homeland in heaven.
那个天父他把自己的爱子为我们舍了，死在十字架上。
That our heavenly father gave up his one and only son who died on the cross for our sin.
让我们能够得着那有根基的城。
So we can receive this city with foundations.
不但是城，不但是家，还是一个不能震动的国。
Not a city, not just a home, but it's also a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我的儿子他复活了。
Woman's son came back to life.
只是回到旧家。
It was, he went back to his old home.
旧的世界。
And the old world.
旧的秩序。
And the old order.
是我们属主的人将来的复活。
Those who belong to God, the resurrection in the future.
是更美的家。
And it is to enter a better, more beautiful home.
有根基的城。
And to enter a city with foundations.
不震动的国。
And it's to enter an unshakable kingdom.
这个复活是我们与众圣徒一同 得到的复活。
This resurrection is to be accomplished with all the saints.
我们一同得到完全。
We together to become perfect.
我们一同过在那里敬拜。
We come together to worship God.
你知道我们这个身体呢，敬拜呢，大家一起敬拜，开不开心
？So, do you feel the joy that we worship together?
第一分钟很开心，是不是
？In the first minute, very joyful.
一个小时之后呢
？How about after 8 hours?
十个小时之后呢
？10 hours.
那个之前在 Kentucky 的那个，你让他几个星期好了，几个月都好了，最后都会累的。
In Kentucky, there was this worship that lasted a long time. Eventually, people will feel tired.
所以 Jonathan Edwards 他说，到那一天，神给我们一个完全不会累的身体。
The Bible tells us in the future we'll receive this body that will not feel tired.
那无穷之生命的身体。
This life is it's an eternal life.
那今天讲我们一直在唱歌，会唱厌的。
Today we're talking, we may continue saying that we may feel fatigued, we may feel tired.
因为我们的头脑有限。
Because our brain is very limited.
我们注意力有限。
Our focus is limited.
我们身体会累。
And our body will feel fatigue.
当我们得到复活的身体的时候，再也不是这样子。
We receive our resurrected body, it will not be like this.
有人说我们在天上一直在唱歌。
Some people say, like in heaven, we'll continue singing.
我不晓得是不是这样子。
It's certain this is the case.
但是我们常常用我们这个今天的身体会累的身体 每几分钟就会失去注意力的身体来去想说那么长的歌唱累
了 We use our experience this world that our attention, our focus is very limited, our body will ache, will feel fatigued. We use this situation to imagine what's happening in heaven, we think we'll become tired.
神说我要给你一个全新的身体无穷生命一个身体
said he will give us a body that is with an eternal life, eternal body.
在永恒当中享受我的荣耀
to enjoy the glory in eternity.
所以我有这个更美的复活是因为耶稣从死里复活
At last, because we can receive this better resurrection is becauseJesus, he himself died on the cross and came back to life.
希伯来书13章20节说神使那牧羊群羊的大牧人我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活也必使我们从死里复活。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20 it says, Now may the God of peace who through the blood of the eternal covenant bring the back.From the dead, I met Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep.
这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
我们的确据。
And our assurance.
耶稣他从死里复活。
Because Jesus came back to life, resurrected.
我们就晓得我们谈这个更美的复活不是空洞的。
So we know that we talk about this better resurrection. It's not just empty talk.
我们晓得他进入了这个荣耀。战胜死亡成就这个永远的救赎为了我们能够得着一个复活
We know that he triumphed over death and came back to life that he will give us this better life
让我们能够胜过死亡
So we can triumph over the power of death
让我们能够从罪恶里头进入到完全的地步
So we can be delivered from sin enter the perfection God prepared for us
让我们能够得到那个永远的产业
That God gave us this eternal inheritance
和众圣徒一同在那天歌颂我们荣耀的主
And worship our magnificent God with all the saints
让我们来预备我们的心来到神面前我们存感恩的心向神来祷告
Let's prepare our hearts and come before God and pray
我们祷告的时候我们有了安静我们的心来预备领用我们接下来的这个圣餐
Let's prepare our hearts and pray quietly to prepare to receive the communion
我们从星期五开始呢我们的饼跟杯都分开来了
From our Friday service we had separated our bread and cup
所以等一下我们会先把饼传下去
So in a moment we are going to pass the bread first.
传的时候呢我们就会绕着旁边所以我们每一排有六个三位呢你就先拿走到你那边你拿然后他会绕到另外一边过来的时候在另外一边的三位呢你就那时候再拿这样子你们就不用传这个盘子
So it'll be served by half-half like three people on one side and the other on the other side So no need to pass the plate
你不用担心说那么多人用的东西我还拿来吃吗
Don't know that the bread had been touched by so many people. Is that clean for me to eat?
杯呢就一排一排的传下去,
And the cup will be passed row by row.
然后我们来到神面前,
Let's come before God and quiet our hearts.
我们一直到最后领用的时候, 之前呢都大家都存安静的心。
Let's enter quietly and pray until all have received the bread and cup.
我们感谢神, 因为他的死, 为我们成就了这个何等的救赎。
Thank God that his death has accomplished such salvation for us.
他的复活带给我们何等大的盼望。
His resurrection gave us this hope.
我们请服侍的弟兄姐妹上前来。
We ask those brothers and sisters who are serving the bread and cup to come forward.
先来到神的主耶稣的这个饼面前。
Let's come before the bread.
这饼乃是象征着基督的身体为我们舍的。
This bread represents Jesus' body who has given us for us.
让我们能够心存感谢的领受。
Let's take this bread with a thanksgiving heart.
圣餐是为已经受洗的弟兄姐妹预备的。 如果你还没有受过洗，请你们传到下一位。 我们希望每一个人都能够有一天都信靠他，得到这个奇妙的救恩。
Communion is prepared for those brothers and sisters who have been baptized. If you are not baptized yet, please pass the bread and cup to the next person. And we hope one day you will be baptized and become family, that you will receive this communion together with brothers and sisters.
希望姐妹们，我们存着感恩的心来领用神为我们成就的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, let's take this bread with a thankful heart to thank God for the salvation He has accomplished for us.
天父们，感谢你，你的恩典何等的大。
Father, we thank you. Your grace is vast.
让我们真的明白主你的爱何等长阔高深。
Help us to understand your love, the depth and width of your love.
你所为我们成就的这个复活的生命是何等的奇妙。
The resurrection that you have accomplished is so miraculous.
你祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
接着呢，我们有杯啊。 象征着基督为我们所流的血。
Next we'll have cup, and that symbolizes the blood that Jesus has shed for us.
为我们所立的新约。
And that is the new covenant.
赐给我们新的生命。
And give us this new life.
新的心。
New heart.
让我们能够跟随他。
So we can follow him.
弟兄姐妹，这杯是 代表着基督的血为我们流的，我们存感恩的心一起来领用。
Brothers and sisters, this cup represents the blood that Jesus shed for us. Let's take this together with a thanksgiving heart.
天父们感谢你，你的恩典何其广大。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Your grace is so majestic.
求主你将那复活的盼望常放在我们每一个信靠你的人的心中。
Lord, we ask you to put that eternal hope to in every one of us, in our hearts.
让我们也能够用更坚定的脚步来跟随你。
So we can follow you with a firm step.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.